These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending on March 25th, 2022. Last month, the security researcher going by ContiLeaks uploaded chat logs and older source code belonging to the Conti ransomware group in response to the group's expression of support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Over the weekend, ContiLeaks uploaded source code for Conti version 3 to VirusTotal, about a year newer than the last leak, last modified in January 2021. Authentication services provider Okta is investigating reports of a breach following hackers posting screenshots of the internal company environment. Okta co-founder and CEO Todd McKinnon confirmed the investigation may be linked to a January incident compromising the account of a third-party customer support engineer at a sub-processor. McKinnon stated on Twitter, "Based on our investigation to date, there is no evidence of ongoing malicious activity beyond the activity detected in January." Okta manages networks and application for ITV, FedEx, T-Mobile, among many others. Microsoft confirmed that a threat actor it referred to as Dev0537 compromised a single account and stole some source code, although said it was not severe enough to elevate risk to users. Microsoft said the attackers gained elevated access through stolen credentials that enabled data theft, often leading to extortion. A security researcher who goes by Mr. Dox has shown a proof-of-concept browser and a browser phishing technique. He was able to use HTML and CSS to replicate the pop-up of a third-party sign-in from a reputable company like Google or Microsoft. You can tell it's fake if you try to resize it or move it out of the browser window, but not just by checking the URL. Ars Technica notes the technique has been seen once in the wild in 2020 in an attempt to steal Steam credentials. According to the FBI's annual Internet Crime Report, reported losses from cybercrime increased 64% in the year in 2021 to $6.9 billion, with crime complaints up 7% from 2020. The report found phishing, non-payment schemes, and personal data breaches the most commonly reported crimes. Business email compromise scams accounted for a third of all losses. And finally, City of London police announced the arrest of 7 people between the ages of 16 and 21 as part of its investigation into recent cyber attacks impacting Okta and Microsoft. None of the people have been formally charged, pending an investigation. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.